This is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon here on Tuesday, September 10th, 2019. Scott Burton, your host today. It's about 20 minutes until the top of the hour. Our next guests are a few of the people behind the Juno Youth Court, and they're going to tell us about the program and how more students can get involved. We have Courtney Maiko Nelson. She is the lead intake coordinator and training person. Joel Smith is a student youth advocate. And Aaron Bluest, welcome to the show, you three.
Thanks for having us.
Did I get all your introductions right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Good deal. Courtney, should we start with you to sort of frame what this program is?
Sure. So the Juno Youth Court, we are headquartered in the Juno Douglas High School Library. We have an office there. And we're basically an opportunity for youths who have committed a crime, who are between the ages of 12 and 17, to be diverted from the traditional court system and go through a court of their peers, which is what we have here. So we have three judges. We have a youth advocate, a community advocate, and a clerk. And so the youths who have already agreed that they committed the crime come before us, and we give them a sentence.
Okay. Joel, tell us about what you do in the program.
So I've been in the program for 4 years, and I've really kind of rotated around in some of the positions there. It's mostly being on the group of judges. I've done a few of the cases, and it's just a really, really great experience.
Oh, got it. And you must be a senior?
Yeah,
I guess, if you've done it for 4 years at JD?
Yep.
Okay. Aaron Bluest, tell us about your relationship with the program.
So I've been doing it for 4 years also. I've just really loved the program because it's really cool. It's not this the hearings, they're not to determine guilt. They're to find restorative solutions for these students or teens who have committed this crime. And our goal is not to try to find them guilty, but it's trying to find a way to make amends for whatever their actions were. So the sentence is more, we like to call it also obligations, because we try to make it seem like it's as we're trying to help the students learn from their mistakes and grow from them and learn from them, instead of just doing a whole bunch of community service or something that might not necessarily benefit them. So that's why I really like the program.
Got it. Without using names, give us an example of somebody who's come through, maybe something they did, and the restorative justice you've implied on them.
So there was one person a couple years ago. They came in, and it was for theft. And so it was a really almost enlightening kind of case. So we went through it all, and they didn't really say much in it, and we just really had the police report to go off of, really. They hadn't really talked much with the advocates. And then we heard, like, during the obligation hearing, we heard really, like, their family, about their family life, and it just completely changed the way we all looked at the case. Everyone just kind of, like, stopped, and we can't really talk about what happened exactly, but one of the things we did for that one, they had a family with an illness that they hadn't really understood, that had been really serious for them. And so one of the things that we had them do was research into this illness that their family member had, because it had really affected their life in general, as well as we did end up doing very little community service for them. And then
interesting. So the penalty was to do research for this thing that they needed to know about anyway.
Yeah, part of it was, yeah.
Interesting.
And you just touched on something really important, is that these youth advocates have high confidentiality. So they don't discuss a case with anybody, because it'd just be very uncomfortable because the peers are among them and see them. So it really teaches the youth court how to be very discreet and helpful. So,
and these could be crimes that happen in the community, like somebody stole something from Fred Meyer. The police would turn this individual over to you. Is that right?
So we get cases from the from two sources, from the Department of Juvenile Justice and the District Court. So yes, if it is, Aaron, did you want to touch on what the the offenses are that are?
Yeah. So the most of the offenses that come through us are minor consuming, theft. What are the
trespassing.
Others? Trespassing. And there's one other I can't remember.
Theft, trespassing.
Possession.
Well, possession of marijuana.
Yeah, possession of marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that was one example you gave us of, you know, doing research about this illness. What are other examples of things that you have the offenders do?
So sometimes we also talk to the offenders or what they enjoy, what they do in their life, and we try to sometimes fit it. So there's somebody who really enjoyed music, and there's somebody else who enjoyed art. So sometimes it's assigning some sort of project or some sort of way for them to learn more about what they had done in a medium that they can benefit from because they will be able to engage with. So we've like assigned writing some sort of song or doing some sort of art project for people.
And let's say out of 10 individuals, how many of them fulfill their obligation to the court?
They all do. Yeah. Wow. There's, I don't think, well, at least in the past 10 years that anybody hasn't completed it. If they don't complete it, then they go back into the system. Might have been one, Joel's saying.
Okay. But for the most part, they are.
For the most part, yeah. Another great thing about this program is that we actually take over the courthouse. So we go into the courtroom and the judges, the youth advocate judges put on robes and we get to be in a courtroom setting and use the jury room for deliberating on the sentence. So it's unique in that way.
Got it. What interested you to get involved with this?
I heard about it through a family friend who had someone in the program, and it was something I'd been interested in with the just law and criminal justice and so on. And so I joined up.
How about you, Aaron?
Coming to high school, I really didn't know what I was interested in. And it's a really great way just to learn some more about law, even if it's something you might not be interested or don't know if you're interested. It's just a really cool way that you can get experience and learn a lot about it.
If you're just tuning in, that's the voice of Aaron Bluest. We're also in the studio with Joel Smith and Courtney Michael Nelson. We're talking about the Juno Youth Court, and I think our next move is to talk about how people can get involved. Are there spots for more students?
Yes, we like to have a lot of students available because there is a lot of training, a lot being about 4 hours worth of training, and then you take a bar exam. It's our bar exam. And then it's pretty much optional which cases you want to jump in on. And all of our student advocates are very busy with a lot of different sports, and we always need at least 6 people. So we pull students from Thunder Mountain High School, from JDHS, from the Alternative High School, and also homeschooled kids are all involved in this program.
Got it. High schoolers, basically?
Yeah.
Okay. All high schoolers. And you have some informational meetings coming up. Is that right?
Yes. Tomorrow at JDHS and Thursday, both days at lunchtime, we're meeting in the JDHS Library Learning Center. And then next Wednesday and Thursday, we're meeting at the Thunder Mountain High School Library. And people can learn more information. We go into training. If you can't make either of those dates, then I have a phone number, too, that somebody could call for information.
All right. Get your pens out. We'll get that number here in just a minute. Joel, what's next for you? Has this inspired a career in law?
I could say it may very well. I'm not completely sure, but law is definitely one of the things, and this program's been really great, like look into what law is like and what law, restorative justice can really be. And there's been meetings across the state, and we've had experts in the subject come in and talk to us about it, and it's just been an incredible learning experience as well as a great way to just help out in the community.
How about you, Aaron?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed the whole program too. I think for me it's really opened my eyes to more a lot of social justice things, and I don't think I would ever pursue a career in it per se, but I would definitely in college or in other times in my life look to programs like this in the community where I can try to help people overcome challenges they may have faced.
Courtney, Michael Nelson, what are a few highlights? What are you seeing this program doing for the youngsters?
Well, I think it's just amazing to see the transformation of the student who's the offender and the fact that everybody gets to kind of help that person in restoring all of the relationships that may have been harmed by their actions. And so then all of the kids on the youth court also get to see that restorative stuff. They also get to see the thought process that got this child into trouble in the first place. You know, so I feel like it's helping avoid conflict for the youth advocates by watching someone else and then helping them restore it.
Do you think there are lessons for the larger court systems in our state or our city or our country with restorative justice?
Yeah, this was actually one of the things they really started moving towards, the more restorative side of justice when I was first joining. And it's really – I feel like something that definitely the larger court system could learn from. It seems to be working really well with all the different respondents that we've had, the offenders. And like we'll still see them like in school and so on, and it seems like it definitely has helped.
Aaron, would you add to that?
Yeah, I definitely agree with Joel on that. I think the regular court system could adopt some of the things we do, that even though we're not handling as many cases or as big of cases, that the things we do really work and help to restore relationships, which is really important.
Got it. If there is a parent of a high schooler or about to be high schooler out there listening right now, or I'm sure there are lots of high schoolers listening to Juno Afternoon, what would be your advice to them about thinking about this program?
I would say just go to the informational meetings and see what you think about it. It's a great way. And like Courtney was saying, it's very it really works well with schedules. Even if you're incredibly busy, it's not – you don't have to go to every single meeting. There's a few – cases usually 4 to 6 a year, Saturdays, and you just – whenever you can, whenever you want to, whenever you're needed, you can show up. Otherwise, there's no
obligation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you add to that, Aaron?
I don't think so. Yeah. Well said.
Okay. Courtney, you said you had a phone number for more information.
Yeah, for more information, they can call 523-1594, and that's just the main line.
Of JDHS?
Of the JDHS Youth Court Office.
Okay.
Not the high school. And also, I just wanted to add, too, like, the language we're using is very different from the court system. Like, Joel referred to it as a person as a respondent, you know, so
sure.
Going away from offender, you know, just the language itself is a lot more restorative.
Sounds good. And tell us when those listening sessions are, or informational meetings again, please.
The informational meetings are tomorrow and Thursday, both from 12:30 to 1 o'clock at the JDHS Library Learning Center, and then next Wednesday and Thursday at the Thunder Mountain High School Library from 12:30 to 1 as well.
All right. That's Courtney Michael Nelson. She's the lead intake coordinator and training person for the Juno Youth Court. Also in the studio with us is Joel Smith and Aaron Bluest. They are student youth advocates. Thank you all so much for coming on the show. For more information about this program, you can call 523-1594. That's 523-1594. Thanks again, everyone. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd like to add that the community service hours that are required for students, this applies as community service.
Probably looks pretty good on a transcript,
and
too,
doesn't it? Also does look very well on a transcript.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.
Here's some more Bamiwa. Come on, Lord, you're here, Lord. Come on, Lord, you're here, Lord. Come on, Lord, you're here, Lord. Back home, I'm back home. 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 I'